أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإلى مدين أخاهم شعيبا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره قد جاءتكم بينة من ربكم فأوفوا الكيل والميزان ولا تبخسوا الناس أشياءهم ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين ولا تقعدوا بكل صراط توعدون وتصدون عن سبيل الله من آمن به وتبغونها عوجا واذكروا إذ كنتم قليلا فكثركم وانظروا كيف كان عاقبة المفسدين صدق الله العظيم. We continue our discussion with ayah number 85 going into ayah 86 of Surah Al-A'raf. We discussed here, the discussion is of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sending this great Nabi of Allah, Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu was salam, who was known as Khatibul Anbiya to his people, the people of Madian. One message he had given them, U'budu Allah ma lakum min ilahin ghayru. Worship Allah Ta'ala, that there is no deity, you do not have any God besides Allah Ta'ala. قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Certainly the bayyina, the proofs, had come to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Rabb, and that is in actual fact Him Himself as a Nabi coming to His people. فَأَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانِ. Going forward, He gives the one instruction that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has instructed us in the Quran Sharif. Allah ta'ala had instructed every community, every Nabi, to give his people this instruction. One was the hukukullah, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insofar as the rights of Allah ta'ala are concerned, those that are directly linked between us and Allah, our namaz, our zakat, our fasting, our hajj, our umrah, our tilawat of Quran, all of that is directly linked to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then we have those ibadat that are for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. They are the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But then it involves makhluk, it involves the creation of Allah Ta'ala. And here most specifically other human beings. Like for example, one idea or one example of hukukul ibad. Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala has commanded us to be kind to our parents. Now that is the command of Allah. But at the same time, it is the right of our parents that we be kind to them and so forth, whether it is our spouses, our siblings, our children, etc. That is one aspect. Here, the aspect is husnul mu'amalat. That is, awful kayla wal mizan. Now, fulfill and give full al-kayl, the measure, wal mizan, and the scale, the weight. When a person sells, he's either going to measure and sell, or buy, he's going to measure and buy, or he's going to weigh, buy or sell. So, whatever it is, fulfill it, in other words, give the full, whatever has been asked for, whatever the price has been determined upon, whether it is 1 liter, whether it is 1 meter, whether it is 1 kilogram, whatever it may be, you have to fulfill it, you cannot give short. More often than not, the customer is not aware of that few 100 grams we give short, few 100 meters or few 100 milliliters we give short. They are not aware of all of that, and we may in this world get away, but in the courts of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala we will not get away. The whole surah Tathfif, Wailul Lil Mutaffifin, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala discusses in the initial part of the surah that is in actual fact a kind of cheating, a kind of fraud, a kind of robbing. So this in this series of Anbiya alayhi musallat wa salam, this is the first time Allah Ta'ala is speaking about a Nabi warning his people. Allah had given them wealth, Allah had given them trade, Allah had given them everything in commerce and trade and industry and all of that. But unfortunately this was a community that will cheat when they are selling, and when they want they will take full. But then Allah Ta'ala does not stop there. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ. And do not short measure, do not short change the people insofar as the things are concerned. Now this is a further emphasis that on the one hand you will fulfill and on the other hand you will not give short. However, the ulama have stated here, the وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ is insofar as everything is concerned in حُقُوقُ الْعِبَادِ. Whatever the rights of someone else be, we fulfill that rights, and further than that, not only in giving short measure, but وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ. Here is the prohibition of every kind of transaction that is impermissible in the Shariat. All of that is like we are shortchanging somebody, selling a commodity or an item that is not permissible to sell, carrying out a transaction and bringing about conditions that will suit us and not suit others. And all of that, those will become impermissible insofar as the transaction is concerned. And here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has included all of that. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا. This Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to his people that do not create fasad, do not corrupt in the land, ba'da islahiha, after its reformation. When the land has been reformed, now we discussed this few ayats before this, that there is two forms, two ways of the corruption of the land. One is from a physical point of view, that a person uproots the trees, he uproots the vegetation, etc. That is from a physical point of view. And one is from a spiritual point of view also, that when a person disbelieves in Allah Rabbul Izzat, especially at this time, the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala has come, and now you disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In our particular case, Allah had sent us Quran, Allah had sent us Nabi Akhir al-Zaman sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah had given us everything, and now we do not conform, we do not abide, we are not obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So our sins become a means of the withholding of Allah's rahmah, the rains, the changing in conditions, etc. And in that way we become a means of destruction, and we become a means of corrupting the system that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had placed. And hence, ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. And that is best for you. That is best for you. And sometimes the word khair is in the meaning of ziyada, in the meaning of better, Allah Ta'ala will increase. But here it is in the meaning of in your best interest, in kuntum mu'mineen, if you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it is best that on the one hand you make Allah's ibadat, in other words you fulfill all the aspects of hukukullah, and on the other hand, فَأُوفُ الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانِ, it is best that you have husn mu'asharat, the husni mu'amala, insofar as your dealings are concerned, you are the best insofar as dealings are concerned. And then of course, the other acts of hukukul ibadah, like when you interact with people on a social level, you do it in a way that is pleasing to Allah Rabbul Izzat, then of course, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that that will be best for an individual. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.